Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Marianne asks, where have all the doctors gone? I have only seen PAs or nurse practitioners over a decade now. How do we get to see a doctor? So this is something that isn't just in the last few years or decade. This has been happening for a while. It's hard to get into medical school. We have more medical schools, and we have more doctors now than we ever have, but many doctors are leaving. And many doctors also, after being accused of being poor business people all these years, learned how to be a little bit more savvy from a business standpoint. And so, PAs and nurse practitioners, since the late 90s, I think, started to become used more and more to the point where I think even earlier in the 90s, I think HMOs started to really spurn more use of this, and then more schools grew, and it became a way for a doctor to see more patients, where the nurse practitioner, the PA, could be an arm of that doctor. Now they're also an arm of a community or a healthcare system to be able to see more patients because there's just not enough doctors. And doctors have always feared that they will lose their stronghold in medicine as a result of losing autonomy and losing their practice and patients to physician assistants and nurse practitioners. And because there's been so many patients and not enough doctors, doctors are like, go ahead. I love nurse practitioners and PAs. I think they're awesome. But this is how they grow, and this is how they eventually put their, you know, make their place in medicine. And they are becoming the primary caregivers. Many doctors don't care because, like I said, there's just not enough. So they don't really fear they're losing patients. But eventually they will, once computers and telemedicine starts to take over a lot of their bread and butter, they will have issues. And I worry because they will go after the nurse practitioners and PAs saying, why are you doing this? You're this, you're this, you're that, you know. When nurse practitioners and PAs stepped up to bat to help doctors when they were overwhelmed. So with HMOs, how HMOs worked and changed medicine, and then how Obamacare changed medicine, is with HMOs, what ended up happening is they had something called capitation, where rather than you get paid, you know, every time you see a patient, companies are like, we're just going to give you a flat rate. You see the patient as many times as you like. It's covered. You can't turn patients away. You can't just take the money and not see patients. If we find out the patients say you're not seeing them, but we're going to pay you a flat rate. Hopefully you like that rate. And then you see anybody on this list who wants to see you and signs up as you're their doctor. So doctor's like, okay, well, that's not bad because I only have 8 hours a day. I could, you know. Well, then they noticed that if they had more people that they were technically able to have on their list, they could make more money. So these HMOs said, well, look, you know, if you could see up to this amount, you'll get this amount. If it could, you could see up to this amount, you could make more. So they're like, well, how do I do that? I only have two hands. Well, what if you have an extender? What if you have an extension? So they used to call them mid-levels. They still do, but, you know, I don't know if I like that term because many of them are now frontline doing exactly what we've done. But if you have a physician assistant seeing patients, you now have the capacity to see more patients. Same thing with a nurse practitioner. So now that, you know, you could increase your volume. When insurance companies start to pay less and Obamacare came into play, and it was, well, you know, the deductibles are high, so we don't pay you until the patient meets their deductible, and they aren't. A doctor's only recourse was volume. And they're like, well, if I'm not going to get paid by the insurance company and the patient isn't going to pay towards their deductible, the more we see, the more we minimize our losses. So how do you see more patients? Physician assistants and nurse practitioners. Doctors also got tired of the lack of family life. Now, I had PAs. At my most busiest, I had two PAs. I still worked every day. Maybe I'd go to a conference, but I was still there on Saturdays. I was still there. Maybe I took a Saturday or two off because they wanted to make some extra money on Saturday. You know, and I tried to spend more time with the family. But the thing is the way I practice, and because I've seen doctors get sued if anybody in their practice misses something, I still oversaw everything. I still, you know, so I didn't necessarily, even when I was on vacation, I still had them send me, you know, what they did. And so I could oversee all the charts and, you know, so you know, and again, thank God we never had a lawsuit. Whereas it's interesting, you know, we heard that, you know, doctors that later took on, when I, one of the PAs and, one of the doctors stole one of my PAs and then suffered a lawsuit because they missed something because they just didn't do things the way I did it. You know, I was like, you got to double check. You got to make sure the staff is doing the referrals. You got to be on it. And there was a, you know, some people think that, you know, when you do hire other people, then you could take a step back. You really can't. A good business owner is still there. So I loved having PAs. I even had some nurse practitioners, at some point in my career, but I still had to oversee everything. But the reason why you're seeing less doctors is I think a lot of doctors are like, look, I need my family life, or now I'm going through, you know, I'm aging. Now I'm, you know, going through, you know, I'm starting to wind down with my career. And even though we have a lot of medical students graduating and doctors and all that, many of them are getting hired by these companies. And so if you've been going to a clinic and a family clinic, most likely they're already, you know, they've incorporated a lot of, you know, mid-level practitioners. And so you're seeing them. How do you get to see a doctor? Well, you could ask. You know, oftentimes doctors might pop in, but, and, you know, oftentimes doctors schedule and, you know, ask it, look, I want to see you. You know, and if they go, sorry, you can't just see me, then, you know, you might want to find another doctor. But most people fall in love with their PA, nurse practitioner. One of you asked, what is their training? We'll tell you how they're trained and what the differences are when we come back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor. I heard you talking about doctors leaving the practices, and I don't know if you're familiar. Hey, there was an old Michael Moore movie. It was put together probably almost 20 years ago, called Sick Co., like Sick Incorporated.
Yeah.
And a great movie, and in it he discloses that Richard Nixon, during the Watergate years, Richard Nixon is still in office, and he's trying to affect the Hippocratic Oath, and he's trying to create the HMOs. And previously, all of the states had their own medical boards. And, you know, Tennessee had their medical board versus Missouri versus, you know, California. And each medical board dealt with various issues according to their version of science. Mm-hmm. And the HMOs, with that in mind, a doctor could not necessarily get a medical license on either side of a state line unless they passed the board on each side of the state line. But when the HMOs got created, they were able to shuffle doctors around the country because they were able to kind of create a new power. And in doing it, they kind of ripped apart the Hippocratic Oath, but they also created a lot of problems with these medical schools in each state. And they were trying to, since the baby boom was getting fatter and fatter and fatter, there needed to be an equal number of doctors being admitted to med schools to keep up with the need for the growing baby boom. Mm-hmm. You know, if the baby boom was growing by 5% a year, the med schools would need to grow by 5%. Yeah, yeah. But they intentionally, and in this, you can hear Richard Nixon conspiring with John Ehrlichman, that they were going to basically trick the medical schools into admitting fewer doctors because they were going to be able to jack up prices. In other words, it'd be like supply and demand medicine, that if there were fewer doctors, they would be able to charge higher prices for something normal.
Who would they be able to charge, the doctors or the government?
Well, the HMOs, because in the long run, it was a big scam. Most of the single practitioners were being crushed by the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And they were forced, all of these single practitioner doctors were being forced into joining HMOs, and then they were going to overwork those doctors. Mm-hmm. And so the doctors, where there should have been a growth of 5% a year, they only did 3% a year or 1% a year, or actually reduced the number of doctors. They were going to be able to overwork the doctors and charge more money by doing fake supply and demand medicine. And so part of what you were describing is the doctors, after 30 years of that, more like 50 years now, because that movie used, Watergate footage of 50 years ago, doctors are worn out, and they're not encouraging their kids or future generations into joining medical practices because they realize that these HMOs have been working them like slaves and not paying compensatory.
You know, it is interesting. You know, Dave, you brought up a lot of good points. I want to touch on those. So thank you. So sadly, I don't know much about what happened during the Nixon years, but politics in medicine and corporate greed in medicine, I think, is contributing to doctor burnout. Absolutely. And rather than doctors running their own offices, they are now, as employees, being worked to the bone by these corporations, and many of them say, to hell with this, I'm out. And so, I've been asked, you know, what is the licensing, process? How does a doctor in Arizona practice in California? How does that happen? So in order for you to license in a state, you have to get through that board, and that board has to approve you, and they do some significant vetting. Background check and all that. Why? Because if something happens and you become, you get in the news because of Michael Jackson's death, or you know you end up drugging somebody for sex, like we saw with Dr. Chung had gotten arrested for that. The board could be held liable, and they want to know that. Look, if you're going to be licensed, you were vetted. any of those citizens in that state can trust you. The licensing board charges fees, has their own CME guidelines, and so we have to make sure we follow that. California's license is much more expensive than Nevada's license. The states can differ. Things have changed, though, where now there's this compact where you can join it. Again, you have to be vetted. I had to do background check, fingerprinting, all that, where I could then, as long as I get vetted in Nevada and vetted by them, I could then have multiple licenses, which is why I'm licensed in multiple states, Wisconsin, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, North Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, Alabama, Mississippi, Guam. I'm licensed in multiple states and territories because I joined this compact. You still have to pay everybody's fees. Trust me, the states want the fees. You still have to satisfy their CME guidelines, but it allows you a little bit easier to get in. And then when Trump was in office, because of the cluster and a half of COVID and doctors were becoming sick, they said, look, if you're licensed in another state and New York needs you, you could go ahead and help out in New York. And we were flying doctors all over the country to help out, and they didn't have to go through the whole licensing because as long as they were licensed in another state, we trusted that they were vetted. From telemedicine, I was seeing patients in New York, patients in California. I think California, I have to double check, but a lot of them were from New York, and I'm not licensed in New York. I haven't asked to be licensed in New York because I got enough states I'm working in. It's enough, especially online. So medical boards, you know, having their rules and regulations is understandable. It's something that we doctors get. You know, sometimes we think the medical boards could be extra restrictive, like what's happening now with opiates. If a doctor wants to speak out about what's going on with the opiates and how their patients are in pain, and, you know, people aren't dying from their prescriptions, but what's happening across the border and with drugs coming in, we don't have that much recourse, except, you know, sometimes we can air our grievances, and so we have to wait for the medical board to kind of loosen that up. Same thing with ivermectin. A lot of medical boards kind of, you know, stepped in and said, if you suggest ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, you could lose your license. One doctor in Maine had to go through psychiatric testing because she tweeted that the CDC and the government isn't appreciating, you know, natural immunity and considering that in its fight, you know, how much natural immunity can weigh in. So, you know, sometimes the medical boards can be very obtrusive, very aggressive, and it's another form of government. But my neck of the woods, I'm really comfortable with my medical board. Never had an issue with them. Work well with them. I totally understand their CME guidelines. I hope they start to realize that, you know, the opioid issue isn't from, you know, a family doctor like Dr. Smith helping somebody out who broke their arm, that, you know, we have people dying, you know, from other sources, and hopefully they'll ease up a little bit on that. But, you know, I get along with them. HMOs are not as significant now as multiple other sorts of insurance plans, but doctors do feel overworked. They feel underpaid. They have a lot of liability. And what really, I think, led to burnout was all these new rules on changing to electronic software and all these guidelines and going to electronic health records and then, of course, liability. When you bust your butt and then a patient, you know, sues you and can successfully settle, a lot of times the malpractice companies are like, look, you're right, I believe you, but it's going to just take too long. It's going to take too much money. Just settle so you can move on with your life. You have a lot of doctors who settled that really weren't guilty. And, you know, when a doctor goes through that or they see their buddy go through that, they're like, what the hell am I doing? What, you know, I mean, for me, you know, and I teach students this all the time. I go, when a doctor gets burned out, you know, it not my, you know, yeah, it could be because they're working 100-hour weeks and all that. But a big reason is you bust your butt, you give up, you know, you don't see your children grow up. You miss their Christmas parades and all that. You know, just have a patient turn on you. That's why don't give up your life. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this special day, on every day, I honor all of those who sacrificed for our nation like my son.
President Biden speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt. Biden's son Beau died from a brain tumor in 2015 while hospitalized in Maryland. There's a chance Republicans will take majority in the House, and some are already planning on investigating how the Biden administration handled COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says House Republicans should hold government officials accountable for the COVID response.
Lives have been destroyed and our nation is weaker because of reckless government decisions. These actions demand accountability.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, with trees popping up for sale. Plant experts say if you snap one up now, it will last until New Year's. This is USA Radio News.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. No new updates. I know some of you have been asking any updates on the numbers. Still, Adam Laxalt is still ahead of Catherine Cortez Masto for the Senate seat in Nevada by about 8,000 votes. No news from a couple hours ago. We'll keep you guys posted as we go. It's, I know it's kind of a nail biter. There was at least, I think, another 40,000 votes to go. Let me see. We have 90% of the votes reported. I think we still have another, so no change from a couple hours. It does look like the Republicans will hold the House and the Senate will. If it does go to Adam Laxalt in Nevada and Masters in Arizona, it'll be up to Georgia, and that Senate runoff to decide who controls the Senate. It is, honestly, nobody has a full-on win this election. Some of you guys have questions on that. Really quickly here, one question was, what's the difference in training of a nurse practitioner or physician assistant? Keep in mind, a nurse practitioner has to go through all the training of becoming a nurse, and then on top of that, has another couple years, 27 months, I believe, of schooling. Physician assistants also have go through an undergrad degree, and then they get a master's, going through at least 2 to 3 years of training through PA school. So even though it's not the 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 3 years training as doctors do, they still do have years of training. They have to do thousands of clinical hours. PAs have to work under a doctor. In 27 states, nurse practitioners can be autonomous, have full practice authority without needing to be under a doctor. Some do, depending on the state. Some states says, look, we still want to make sure that there's a doctor involved and your go-to if you need. So it is not as extensive as doctors, but it is a shorter, they still have to go through extensive postgraduate training. And I know a lot of people have been asking that doctors make medical school shorter so we get more doctors. I don't know if I'm a big fan of that. I mean, I would like us to borrow less, and I would like us to make more money in residency, because when I was doing 36-hour shifts, averaging about $1 an hour, that sucked. But what I saw during residency and my training, boy, did it prepare me. And I really think my training I got at UNR and UCLA made me an exceptional doctor. What even gave me more training was when I was an ER doc and I took the job myself. I was only supposed to do kind of the fast track, the easy cases to free up the ER doc, because I wasn't ER trained, I was family medicine trained. But it was busy, so you jumped in. That really overhauled my education. And boy, when your license is on the line and you are looking up every single thing and you are doing 12 to 14-hour shifts in an ER setting and actually getting some sleep, I learned a lot. So we'll talk more about that as we go. This is interesting. Sunny says the Republican Party is dying. If the best candidate they could come up with, Trump, this will be the last time they control any government branch. So it's interesting. Many of you have kind of reached out on both sides of the aisle going, you know, if the Republican Party, with everything happening with Biden and Biden's approval rating in the 30% now, can barely get control of the House and squeak by and possibly not get control of the Senate, how successful is the Republican Party? And I told you, look, people are changing. You know, whatever demographic you think is one political party or not, you know, many times you're wrong. I can't tell you how many times you see in the media saying, well, you know, Hispanic voters are Democrat. Hispanic voters are Democrat. And many have said, no, you know, we want still there to be immigration control. We, you know, still feel a fetus is a life. We don't necessarily just follow one political side. Even Democrats might think a fetus is alive and might want, you know, border control. So the stereotypes. I think we're learning you can't stereotype one voter versus another. It is a question that keeps being asked. How could the Democrats do as well as they did this election if Biden's poll numbers are so low? Well, again, you weren't voting for Biden. You were voting for a candidate you like. Some people love Catherine Cortez Masto and Governor Sisolak in my neck of the woods. Some people hate them. I don't think they were thinking about Biden, you know, as much. So that could have, you know, played a part. No, I don't think the Republican Party is dying. The Republican Party, was the party of Abraham Lincoln, freed slaves. The Republican Party has been instrumental since the inception. I don't think it is going away. I think the Republicans and Democrats, though, have to do things differently. Democrats especially. I think there's been a referendum on Democratic policies as well. You know, people don't like the extremes, and they want some decision-making. I don't think the school boards should have been stereotyped as Democrat. I think the school boards should have, not been assigned a political, you know, lean, but parents felt like they were talking to a brick wall and that their kids were either imprisoned by the rules of schools. And, you know, people want choice, whether they're Democrat or Republican. So, you know, they also want to make sure that there's election safety. They want to make sure that there's accountability. And they want to know that their tax dollars are not going to go to something that they don't want to pay for. And they want to know that that the value of the dollar is not going to weaken. They want to know that they're safe. They want to know that there's, you know, I have a Democratic friend who's lived in California and lived in an area that used to be low crime, but said she was told that there's only four officers that they have in their area. And that's it. They're down to four officers. That's not enough. The area's too big. And I don't have all the details to share with you on that. But, you know, people get nervous about that, whether they're Democrat or Republican. They want to know that if they call the police could be there. If not, people want to then at least defend themselves. So let me carry a gun. Let me have gun ownership so that if somebody is in my house and the police are overwhelmed or they're defunded or there's not enough of them, let me then at least be able to take care of somebody. Let me at least protect my family in my house or in my neighborhood or on my street. So, you know, Americans want choices, whether they're Republican or Democrat. That is huge. And so, you know, people say, well, gosh, you know, why is Trump such a leader, you know, in the Republican Party? Why isn't it, you know, someone that looks like Biden or someone that looks like, I don't know, has that more politician-y look? Well, it's because people were done with politicians. You know, Trump is still extremely popular because he says it like it is. Sometimes I think he says too much, but he, you know, when he says this is stupid, this is wrong, what the hell's going on with this? Those individuals who are afraid to say something or can't say something or think they're going to get fired, a lot of people who work in Hollywood can't say anything. They will lose their job. They will be ousted. They will be canceled. Trump is their speaking piece. Trump is their megaphone. Now, not Trump isn't speaking for everybody, but for a lot of people, they say, yeah, you know, maybe we need to do what other countries do and, have a wall or for those people that like his policies, they love him. For those people that don't, they hate him. It's that simple. Just like Biden. Some people really, really love, what Biden has done. There's 36% of the population that said they like Biden. Maybe they do. Maybe they like the fact that he isn't doing much. Well, I mean, he's doing, I know some people say he did too much in terms of inflation and all that, but, you know, maybe they don't want I'm going to do this, fix this, you know, maybe, you know, if the worst Biden is doing is overspending, they're happy with that. I don't know. I love to look at voter psychology and, you know, what makes a candidate popular and whatnot, because it doesn't seem like people learn from their mistakes and they, you know, kind of vote the same people over and over again and the same BS keeps being done. But, you know, Trump's popularity, we've, you know, studied a lot on the show, and it's something that if you see why, you know, this is something that some Americans want. They want somebody who will, you know, speak for them and call out the BS. And that's what they like about Trump. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this made a few people a little ticked off. Reports are coming out that many college borrowers are not using the debt loan relief, or what would allegedly they reportedly soon get, to eat, you know, cover the cost of their schooling, cover any medical expenses, that they're going to spend more on travel and dining out. Being reported by CNBC, 73% of borrowers who will benefit from the $10,000 to $20,000 balance reduction say, because I don't think they're going to get a $10,000 check or a $20,000 check. That's going to get wiped off from their balance. But they're going to enjoy it. Now that, you know, look at it as it's free money. They won't see the aid in the check, but their balances are going to be re-amortized, so their student loan payments will be less. Now, mind you, I love my students, and I want my students to benefit, you know, from, you know, cheaper college. I don't think paying off student debt was the way to go. I think it's unfair to a lot of people. It's unfair to your neighbor who chose to go to trade school and save money. It's unfair for those that had options of other schools and chose an in-state school, which I think is fantastic still, but, you know, I lived in unsafe places, worked multiple jobs to get through school when they could have borrowed 10 grand, could have borrowed 20 grand, if, plus the Pell Grant. So CNBC is saying 73% of anticipated recipients say they are going to spend their debt forgiveness on non-essential items, travel, dining out, and new tech. This is a recent survey from Intelligent.com. The same percentage of recipients say using debt forgiveness funds on non-essentials is not the right thing to do. They do feel a little guilty, but they're being honest, and they want their student loan balance to shrink, and then they'll have extra spending money. Now, if we're going to be spending this kind of money, as I said, and mind you, I love my students, and I want them to get, you know, help, because I think the medical schools they went to and what many, you know, postgraduate students go through is, you know, I think highway robbery sometimes with what they're charged. Mine didn't because it was a state-run school, so I'm pretty comfortable with what I paid, but and what it cost. But these other individuals are leaving school $400,000 or $500,000 in debt. So, I mean, $10,000 is a drop in the bucket. It doesn't really do much, but it is a crap load of money for us taxpayers. And if we are going to spend trillions, why isn't that going to our veterans? God bless them on this Veterans Day, but many of them are out on the street right now freezing, homeless, and hungry. Why is the money going to a college grad who's going to now travel to Hawaii? There should be some better spending. And I get it. You know, if you're going to now have lower house, like, you know, when we refied our house and got, I think, a 2.75 mortgage, that allowed us to have some extra spending money. I didn't go to Hawaii. I mean, because of inflation, we're still spending a crap load of money on food and medicine and things like that. But I get how if you have a lower payment, you're going to spend more. So I don't fault these individuals, but I fault the promise and the priority of what was done. I mean, if what Biden wants to do and what Republicans want to do and Democrats want to do is make college more affordable, you don't reward the colleges by saying it's okay that you charged them that much and we're going to just, you know, take it off on the back end. You tell the colleges to quit charging so gosh darn much. If so many of the teachers are not on campus anymore because they're still teaching remotely, then pay them less. If you aren't using, I've been to campuses post-lockdown. I've been to them, you know, just a couple weeks ago. Classrooms and buildings are empty. Then rent that out and then cut the student cost. Instead, student costs are going up. Why are student costs going up? My son got charged for online class fee. He doesn't want online class. He wants to go to class. But because some teachers are like, we'll do it online, he has to pay a fee. He's paying for college. Why is he paying an additional fee for something he doesn't want and it's already post-COVID? I mean, I get there's COVID and some people might be sick and want access to that, but why does that have to charge? Why is that charged more? So, you know, there's a problem here. And, you know, when people pay off their student loans, and I'm not, okay, for my students, I want the best of them. I don't mind that I paid off my student loans, and I don't benefit from this. I really don't, because it was so long ago when I chose to pay off my student loans because I didn't want to owe the government. But, you know, now that I got kids, I'm like, should I borrow? If somebody's going to come into office going, let's knock off another $10,000, why am I paying cash for my kids' college? Why make them borrow? If it's going to get paid off, then I could be saving myself 10 grand. I mean, if that's where we're going, then let's just borrow. And then what else are we going to write off? Boat debt? Car debt? House debt? So, you know, hearing that people are going to travel more or now upgrade their iPhone, it's salt in the wound. You know, it wasn't as popular a move as they thought it was going to be. In fact, a federal judge has struck it down, put a stay on it in Texas. The Department of Justice appealed to the 5th U.S. Court of Appeals, but the case is now going to have to play out before the Biden administration can write off any debt. Again, a big part of it, the Biden administration is facing several legal challenges, and some of the reason behind it is its overreach. Even though the HEROES Act allows the Department of Education to do some things, if Biden says COVID is not an emergency anymore, and we then why are we doing, COVID's an emergency. I think our homeless veterans should be, you know, and our homeless population should be a priority. But they did this because of COVID. We're going to write off student debt. We're going to stop loan payment during COVID. And I get it, and I'm happy that my, you know, students didn't have to necessarily make payments for a long time, but was that overreach? You know, does the U.S. government have that right, or does it have to be approved by Congress because the money is coming from taxpayers? We need money for all these new immigrants coming in. We need money for all the, you know, healthcare issues. We're going to come into a real bad winter. We're going to have fuel issues. Do the taxpayers have a say on if they're going to pay for somebody else's college? Now, if the government does want to start doing free college, personally, I think high school should be revamped. I honestly think high school should actually be already including college credits, so we're not doing an additional couple years. I think high school, you know, even, you know, by 16, you're technically done with high school, and from 16 to 18, you get an associate's degree. I think we could be doing college way differently, you know, with high school way differently. But again, that's going to have to take Congress. So where the Biden administration is getting themselves into trouble is they overreached by this. And that's how federal judges can say, no, they can't just be writing off debt that and costing taxpayers, what is it, $1.7 billion? So now college students are like, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, their payments have to start again in January. And I think they have had like a two-year reprieve of not making payments on their maybe 2 or 3 year reprieve of not having to make payments on student loans, which is fantastic. No interest. That was huge. That saved them thousands. No one's talking about that. That saved them thousands. And we lost a lot of revenue from that. But I get it. I want my students to benefit from that. But to, on top of that, knock off thousands of dollars, I think it should be the schools that pay for it. You promised the students that, so you're going to have to make do. You promised them you were going to give them 10 grand. Or 20 if they also benefited from a Pell Grant. But then make the schools pay for it. Ask Harvard, Yale. Ask them to pay for it. 1-877-DOC-7.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.